720 WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. This is a great food town, a great beverage town, a great spirit town, a great town to have. Absolutely amazing, and I guess you would call them great times. But it is always good when we can have one of the best in the business when it comes to mixology. She travels the world. You see her at events like Tales of the Cocktail. You see her being recognized by places like the James Beard Foundation. You see her on Bravo, on Food Network, and of course her own series, The Proper Pour. It is the one and only Charlotte Voisey. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much.
So you get to travel a lot. And you get to see, you know, all, I think, corners of the world, whether it's great events where you've got a lot of either your colleagues in the spirits industry or maybe some events where you're kind of introducing people to the world of cocktails and mixology. So you are here in Chicago. What is it that you're seeing and what do you hope to see?
Yep. I love to come back to Chicago. There's a great mixology scene here as well as food and beverage in general. But I love to come and see the city's best cocktail bars. Places like Lost Lake, like Sparrow. I was at Billy Sunday
the other day,
which was just beautiful with their vintage spirit collection. Every time I come back to Chicago, I find a new bar with new things, new ideas. And I love to see that. And it becomes part of my road trip when I go other places and just share the love and spread the news.
Now, you're a director of advocacy for William Grant & Son. You are, you know, one of those leading mixologists. I think of you as a historian. I think of you as an ambassador for the culture. And you have been, and I've known you for a number of years, and always this great enthusiast for the spirits, for the cocktail scene. As you travel and you share these things, then you come back years later to different locations and you see how either that individual place or the scene has grown. Like, how does that make you feel? Does it feel like, wow, we're really getting somewhere?
Yeah, really rewarding. It's been 10 years now for me in America, and I started with William Grant & Sons as a brand ambassador, and a lot of my work was obviously education on our brands, but through the travel, you're right, I kind of saw bars or the scene 10 years ago, and every time you travel, you see things progressing, you see new people coming into the fold, you see bartenders who grow up under their mentors and go off and open their own bars that become, you know, award-winning, and it's just so wonderful to see the explosion of entrepreneurship and ideas that all these great people have brought.
You get to see a lot of what, yeah, I guess you'd call explosions on a regular basis, whether it's here at the studio with some of our other hosts sharing what would be considered a simple cocktail and their head explodes in that whole, like, I didn't know it could be like this moment. Does it ever get old when you're there sharing things that either people don't necessarily know, even if it's at the basic level, or even with colleagues, you know, where you guys maybe sit back and kind of just look at all the things that have happened and how things have changed?
It doesn't get old. You're right. It's that moment of instant reward you get every time you share something, which to me seems very simple, but gives instant joy to someone. And possibly my favorite part is showing people how to make cocktails at home, because it's actually quite simple. There's just a few ground rules to get your head around, and then you can take it away and you can entertain at home and make these great cocktail parties. It doesn't have to be hard. So I love breaking that down for people, and the instant reward you get from that. Great, now I can be a rock star and impress my friends.
Yeah, and these are not just, you know, kids out of school. These are like grown adults who've been enjoying cocktails and beverages. And so to have somebody who's had that seasoned of an experience be just kind of enlightened and open up to a whole new world is got to be really cool. Growing up in London and then traveling through and making this a career, and you had mentioned a couple times that it's simple to you. These are things, and people, of course, have been drinking forever, probably. Yeah. It's a blessing that you get to do this and that people get to enjoy the work that you do. But are you ever surprised that, hey, you know what? I can't believe I'm actually doing this, that people pay me to go around and talk about this, and I get to be this important personality within the industry, you know, other that people enjoy what it is that you do so much. Are you ever surprised that there is a place for people working at a high level in mixology?
Oh, absolutely. It stuns me every so often when people might come up and in a new city and sort of say, you know, I followed your videos and that's the reason I got into bartending. And you just sort of think, wow, that's great. But then you also think, well, that's good. And I kind of have a bit of a responsibility then to continue, you know, sharing, educating, educating, enthusing, as you mentioned, which I think is a big part of what I do, make people enjoy this, understand the responsibility angles. But there's nothing to stop people embracing cocktail culture and learning about spirits the way people have about wine, I think more so in the past couple of decades. It's great. It doesn't get old.
Well, it is exciting for you to go ahead and travel and share those stories, and your enthusiasm for it is boundless. The Tales of the Cocktail you just had, that happens every summer down in New Orleans. It is the one event that I have never been to, or at least one of the few that I'd intended. I know it's on the bucket list. I've got to get there. And for those people that are cocktail enthusiasts who have heard of it but have never been to it, now you've been there as a featured guest, I'm sure, as an attendee, an important part of it. So you know the whole lay of the land. So kind of break down Tales of the Cocktail for the listeners.
Yeah, Tales of the Cocktail is the big one. It is the biggest, most important global gathering of cocktail and spirits experts in the world. It happens every July in New Orleans. It's a five-day festival. Education truly is the backbone. No one ever believes that. They think it's just a bunch of parties.
Well, I'm sure there's a certain amount of that. But right, you've got to, I mean, when you're at that level, it is your livelihood. It is most of the people, at least many of them, their careers, they take it very seriously.
Yeah, so the educational seminars are very important. It's also the biggest meeting of the minds, if you will, that the groundbreakers of mixology from literally every country in the world come together. And that's truly where ideas are shared and conceived for the next generation. Tales of the Cocktail also includes the Spirited Awards, which is our industry's Oscars, and recognize the best bars and bartenders and programs around the world. So it's a leading authority in what we do. It's a great time.
So it's something that everybody should try to, at least at one point, if they're a fan of the industry or of the discipline, to get down there and check out Tales of the Cocktail.
Yeah, and if not physically attend, because not everyone can, they have something called Tales 365, which is a year-round membership where you can just be a part of the community. It's online-based. You can see seminars and get to grips with it.
People are getting to meet you and learn a lot of things down at Tales of the Cocktail and other events around the country. And, of course, here in Chicago, as you share William Grant & Sons' portfolio, it's great to be excited about what it is that you do. It's also great to have an amazing roster of spirits behind you. Of course, we've talked over the years, and listeners to what it is that I do will know that Hendrick's Gin is one of the things we have featured and focused on. But you have a bunch of different really awesome things that you promote, share, and explore. And here in Chicago, it's Glenfiddich.
Yep, that's right. Hendrick's is definitely one of the stars of our portfolio, but Glenfiddich Single Malt Scotch Whiskey is the one which the company's built on. It's the founding brand in 1886. William Grant himself built a distillery in Dufftown in Speyside, Scotland, and it was the Glenfiddich Distillery, which went on to launch the single malt Scotch whiskey category in the world. In 1963, it was the first to be exported to America, and we've seen how that's grown ever since. Just beautifully handcrafted, still made today the same way it was back in 1887, still family owned. So a lot of care taken there.
As a person who is that ambassador for it, it's kind of, at least it would seem to me, kind of a double-edged sword, because you can have new and exciting cocktails that people are like, well, what is it? And then you get to share. But some of those things, and you mentioned the history and the legacy, where people kind of already have a preconceived, you know, definition of what it is, where you have to almost get in there and redefine what it is or reinforce why it's special. Is that kind of the situation with Glenfiddich?
Yeah, that's actually a very good point, specifically for Glenfiddich. A lot of people know it. It's the most widely sold and most awarded single malt scotch in the world, so it's known. What's great about the range is that every once in a while, we come out with new releases which challenge convention. The perfect example is the recent Glenfiddich 14-year, which is matured exclusively in American oak. So it really brings through those bourbon touches, those vanilla flavors, those toasted coconut notes, which is not usually associated with single malt. So once again, Glenfiddich's able to kind of challenge a bit of the status quo and come up with some new ideas for scotch.
So you've got a lot of responsibility here to kind of introduce what's going on in the current cutting edge way as far as that spirit. So here in Chicago, you're going to be showcasing some of those things. You're sharing some things with clubs, leading bartenders and bars around Chicagoland. And then for the people, the listeners here, like when is it going to filter down and what does it mean to them in the near future?
Well, what you'll start to see is more mixologists and bartenders using Glenfiddich in cocktails. And the kind of challenge that we're putting out there is focus on the maturation process and see what the cask does to the spirit and let that inspire you in a new cocktail. So we want to see sort of a break with tradition. We want to see new cocktail ideas, all inspired from the way Glenfiddich has matured and the type of casks that we use. So you should see that more and more in Chicago here in the markets.
And when you're out at your favorite bar, at your favorite club, definitely ask for it. And of course, at places like Binny's, which are pretty much everywhere, probably any leading store that sells spirits, you can probably find it there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then for Charlotte, let's, people enjoy what you do on a personal basis, certainly here on WGN, sharing your personality and some of the expertise that you're doing. But for those people that want to catch up with you on social media, follow you either on Twitter or Facebook, or even learn a little bit from you from The Proper Pour, how can they do that?
Yep. So I have my online show. It's called The Proper Pour with Charlotte Voisey. It's on small screen.
Do you enjoy doing that?
I love it.
I mean, I know it's the kind of stuff you do all the time, but. Are there things that you can share on The Proper Pour that you can try that are maybe we can push the envelope a little bit, because it is kind of your own personal space?
Yeah, it's really an extension of my philosophy on cocktails and my way of communicating them. So I like to just to break it down, make it real easy for people, but also inspire their creativity. So I don't like to do anything too overcomplicated that no one will ever be able to replicate. There's simple drinks, clever ideas, good use of seasonality, different ingredients, but it's really to inspire. And I get nothing more satisfied than when people say, you know, I saw that show, it inspired me to go ahead and do this or get that job or create this cocktail.
So give information how listeners can get online and see The Proper Pour, and then how they can follow you on Twitter or Facebook.
Yep. So Twitter is at Charlotte Voisey, Instagram also. The Proper Pour with Charlotte Voisey is at smallscreennetwork.com. It also has a Facebook page, so you can get at it in those ways.
Charlotte Voisey, thanks so much for all you're doing to expand and extend the reach and the enjoyment of the spirits world. And thanks so much for being on WGN today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Dane.